hundreds of protesters in Chicago are trying to draw attention to the shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was shot 16 times by a police officer last year. Protesters blocked entrances to stores in Chicago's high-end shopping district on Black Friday to draw attention to the fatal shooting. Some protesters also linked arms to form human chains in front of main entrances. Reverend Jesse Jackson led a prayer from the steps of Chicago's historic water tower. Many shoppers reportedly stopped to take pictures of the protesters and then continued with their shopping. Amber Butts is an activist and a student who has been a part of many controversial conversations related to the Black Lives Matter movement. Butts says sometimes the people in the trenches have to bring their message into the forefront to get the attention of the masses or to get people in positions of privilege to notice.
One of the things that activists are doing is they're trying to make these things real to people who don't see them often. So we're talking about people who have privilege, people who have a lot of money, people who live in like rural cities who have a lot of property value, things like that. And so what we're starting to see is when someone goes into a store and the store is closed because everyone's locking arms, what people automatically think is, oh, well, that prevented me from shopping, or they shut down the freeway and I needed to go to the store, or I needed to go to work. The folks that are complaining about those things don't realize all of the sacrifice that the people who are protesting are, like, giving out. And so I think it's really hard to make it real, but I see a lot of people really trying to fight to make it real. There was the Black brunch that was happening in Oakland, and I think sometimes still is happening. And that's a way to come into an establishment and really just try to get people to think in a way that isn't perceived as threatening. So I don't know. It's a really hard situation. One of the women who was going into a store at the protest complained that her jacket was ruined and it was about $800 or something like that. So you come across all of these issues that have a lot to do with privilege, and it's really hard to try to get people out of that mindset, out of that like really capitalistic, individualistic mindset of this is about me, these people are preventing me from doing these things, and why do I care about the Black lives or the other lives that are being threatened on a daily basis?
Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, loved ones and friends of Jamar Clark, along with members of the Black Lives Matter movement, have continued to rally for justice. 24-year-old Clark was fatally shot by Minneapolis police officer on November 15th. Kendrick Hall is a lifelong resident of North Minneapolis who is the same age as the recently killed Clark. Hall says people in his community are searching for answers.
Well, the story was he was restrained, he was handcuffed, and he was shot. And then they said that there was a physical altercation, and he wasn't handcuffed, and he was shot. And then they were saying that there was a physical altercation, and he tried to take a police officer's gun, which he did, and he was shot. So there's many different stories of what's going on. I know a lot of people in the community know the truth because they see him on the ground. And there's kind of almost footage of him actually being handcuffed and that was handcuffed on the scene of at the scene of the crime. We also heard stories of the police officers, which is true, going into Elks, which is a bar where the incident happened, and taking the tapes out of there and replacing them with other tapes. So there's something that the police is hiding. You know, we're just sitting outside and standing out there to get to justice for Jamar and his family. Everybody, we just want the truth and actually have the police officers serve us as they are supposed to.
Hall says that he and his friends are all aware of the fact that this could happen to any one of them.
I know that any of us could have been that victim out there. We go through it every day. We get harassed and bullied by police officers, and they treat us differently. And we are already getting stereotyped and ridiculed and racial profiling. The police officers said the reason why they reacted to Jamar Clark the way they did because of his criminal history. And if you look at anybody, anybody can have a history. You know, police officers have a history, but they're not getting treated like that, or people who have done things with the higher status, you know, they get away with things unlike the people in the community, and we get bashed very hard, and that's not cool. You know, there's already an opinion on the other side without even getting to know the other person, how they're going to react in the situation.
Jamar Clark's funeral happened just one day before Thanksgiving. Hall says people in the community are staying active and even held an event called Black Giving in hopes of supporting one another. He says the world has something to learn by watching diverse groups of protesters come together for this cause.
It's very diverse on the protester side, but when you look at the other side, it's a bunch of white police officers. That is the sad part because, you know, on the protester side, we actually show what our world is like. You know, we actually can come together. All of us together are trying to create something. We're sharing food out there. We're talking on the fires with each other. We're bonding.
That's Minneapolis resident Kendrick Hall.